Well, that was hot.
That was a fun throwback.
That was a fun throwback.
Hadn't heard that one in a minute, so I thought, yeah, I have to play this one.
Yeah.
Hoping everybody's doing fabulously.
Yeah.
As always.
Yeah, I'm sure. I hope. I hope they are. Another strange time.
Another strange time.
It's 3:45. Just like,
oh, it's true. It's an odd time to start.
Yeah.
But it's also, it kind of works because 3:45.
There you go.
Just like if we would have done it at 1:23 or 2:34.
Right.
Or we could have done it at 4:57. Yeah. It all works out one way or another.
It does all work out. You know? So, what do you have for me?
Well, for one thing, sending love and well wishes to the people of Taiwan. They just got hit by a cluster of earthquakes, the heaviest earthquake being 6.1.
Wow.
Now, at this point in time, there have been no casualties, at least by the sounds of it, no casualties, which is good. But it has started causing buildings to collapse. Thankfully, nobody's dead, at least not yet.
Wow.
But I mean, it could be a matter of time until find out. I'm hoping that they don't find out that somebody was in, you know, buildings that collapse.
Right.
But yeah, you can find these videos online. Taiwan earthquake building collapses. Yeah.
Wow.
And also sending love and well wishes to Alex Tichy. He's an astrophysicist who is also an actor that I got to work with several years ago in a play at the Here Arts Center, Who Mourns for Bob the Goon. He moved to Taiwan a few years ago.
Right.
So hoping he's doing all right.
Yeah.
Alex, stay well and stay safe.
Yeah. No tiki, no laundry.
Is that what it is? Is it no tiki, no laundry?
Yeah.
Does this have to do with tickets, laundromats?
I don't know. Maybe Godzilla got pissed off and he's starting to...
Wait.
Come out of the ocean again.
But wait a minute. Is Godzilla pissed off about tickets for laundry? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
I'm trying to follow.
I'm not sure. I'll have to do my research and get back to you on that.
Now, what kind of research would you do to be able to find this?
I can't divulge that right now.
Of course. You can't.
It's, what?
Is it classified?
It is what they call, it's my own app. So it's, I forgot the word for it.
Caught
me off guard.
Oh yes. I forget. Yes. I know what you're talking about.
Proprietary.
Yeah, that's it. So it's proprietary.
Yeah.
And I don't have that level of clearance, whether it's federal clearance for classified or the, clearance for your proprietary information.
Correct.
But in time, you may divulge what's happening.
Maybe.
Maybe. So bad.
Yeah. Well, good. You look like I was going to cut you off. I'm sorry.
Nope.
Right. You were saying?
Well, I was talking about, again, the earthquakes and, heavy ones. Well, at least, again, the heaviest at this point is 6.1. Hoping that's going to be coming to an end.
What's that? I'm sorry. I was reading something about somebody's dog might getting killed. God, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
No, go ahead.
No, you have to tell us about that.
No, I want to hear what you said.
I just said, well, hopefully that the clusters of earthquakes are ending in Taiwan.
Yes. This guy, he's in the Guardian newspaper.
Yeah.
Under inequality reporting, and guys, bless you.
Excuse me. Thank you.
He could have killed my dog.
Who could have?
Rideshare drivers accused refusing passengers with guide dogs.
Oh.
So even if you're blind. And you have a dog, we don't want a dog in our cab or whatever.
Yeah, don't be a jerk.
So Natalie has lost count on how many times she's called a rideshare or a taxi and have been left standing on the curb with her guide dog. Hey, Chris, what's up, bud?
Thanks for joining us, Chris.
2 years ago, she was going to a music lesson in Sydney, Sutherland Shire, when she says a driver sped off.
Yeah.
Right? Dragging her dog behind the car.
Oh, God.
He said, no, you need to book Uber Pet. Basically refusing me, I was half in his car trying to show him the guide dog card.
Yeah.
Why are you sad, Chris?
But yeah, keep with the news.
Yeah. She was yelling, stop, you're going to injure my dog. You're going to injure my dog. And, her dog's paw was scraped off in the incident. And afterwards, she hated getting into any car.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't blame the dog.
I don't blame her.
And unfortunately, the dog had to be put into early retirement as a working guide dog.
Oh, poor thing.
And now this woman has a different guide dog.
I am so sorry.
Which kind of sucks because, it sucks enough that you're blind.
Yeah.
And then you finally bond with the dog and,
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then some jerk starts driving off with your dog halfway in the car.
Yeah. So in a month later, another driver refused to take her after she complained to the service that the driver claimed that Natalie hadn't been wearing a mask. And after Natalie produced CCTV footage that proves she was wearing a mask.
Yeah.
The man was fined, but allowed to continue to drive, as you know. Yeah. He was just fined.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Sounds like there are two dicks at the very least involved with this.
Yeah. So they say almost half of Australians living with low vision or blindness have experienced refusal with a taxi or rideshare company in the past 24 months.
I am sorry to hear that.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it is. There's no excuse for that.
Yeah. Well, see, that's part of the
It's
almost like
thing?
The scumbag. No, it's almost like the scumbag Olympics.
Yeah, because I would think these two would be leading scumbag Olympics. These two drivers, at the very least.
Right, but the good thing about the scumbag Olympics, okay?
Yeah,
we do have. I can't get into too much detail.
Okay, yeah, you've told me that before.
But
because you're one of the judges,
we do have people out there.
Yeah.
On, you know, boots on the ground, they might act like they're blind, and they might have a dog.
Wait,
but
it's a
stuffed dog.
Are you saying this Natalie is a judge
on
the Scumbag Olympics?
No,
is that what you're trying to tell
me? No, I'm saying Scumbag Olympics because we need to get our comeuppance. Because we don't put up with that shit.
Oh, wait, no, but I thought Scumbag Olympics, the scummier you are, the more likely you are to win.
We don't even go for that. That's a jerk. That's, you know, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know, so, but nonetheless, so with the Scumbag Olympics, what we'll do is we'll we will have someone, like, dress up, like, blind.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, with a fake guide dog.
Yeah.
Like you said,
a stuffed one.
Right. Hold on.
I'm listening.
I'm sorry. So they'll pretend that they're blind.
Okay.
They'll have a stuffed dog, maybe electronic dog or whatever, robot dog. And they'll, you know, see, you know, it's like a candid camera.
Oh, okay.
See what happens.
Really?
Yeah.
Just see who will let them in.
Right.
See who will...
And see, see what's what. You know?
Yeah.
So see who's a real. So if they're going to go to, like, drive off.
Yeah.
There's a car ahead. There's a parked car ahead of where the person's standing.
Really?
Sort of like shoot out and cut them off.
Yeah. Do you have a throwdown?
It's kind of like the A-team.
Do they get the crap beat out of them?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to confirm or deny, you know, anything about that. But.
Huh. That's funny. That is too funny.
So.
Such a silly bear. You
know, look, this is how we got to keep, you know, we don't want people, you know, what if that's somebody's mom or, you know, whatever.
It's true, and she might be.
You
know, or about somebody's sister.
Yeah, or just a person.
She's
doesn't
some,
have. Yeah, right,
she's somebody's daughter.
And worse off.
Yeah.
What if she doesn't have anybody?
Oh, that's sad. Except her guide dog.
Right.
Who now she had to retire.
Right.
Because of some dick.
So, what I'm saying is, this person, quote unquote, if they want to be a jerk and not do the right thing by just doing their job.
Yeah.
And, you know, picking this lady up or man up, taking them where they need to go.
Yeah.
Paid on, you know, getting paid the fare toll or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Dropping them off, helping them out of the cab.
Yeah.
Whatever. Basically their job. You don't want to do that. They'll get thrown in the back of a van.
Wow. Wait, does Cowboy Jim take them out back with his boys?
Maybe Cowboy Jim comes around. Maybe Yuri and Cowboy Jim get together for.
Wait, Yuri and Cowboy Jim know each other?
I can't. Again, I'm saying too much already.
Oh, man.
Maybe I shouldn't be divulging all this information. Quite so early on.
Well, it's funny. You have all these friends that I have no idea about that show up on shows.
They seem like they are carpetbaggers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they see like, hey, they go from place to place. They,
yeah.
You know, sleep where they want.
They're transient.
Transient. Where?
No.
Well, if they're doing this, they get the job done. And they move on. They go where they're needed.
Oh, okay.
Like this particular issue was in Australia.
Yeah.
So well.
So they'll show up. They'll show up in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And take Cowboy Jim and Yuri will take them out back with their boys and have their way with them.
Correct. Or not. And when you say have their way,
what does that mean?
A few questions.
That's what it means. Just
that's
asking a few
questions. did you get the, you know, I thought, you know, is that the other thing? You know? No.
Oh,
were you supposed
man.
To pick up that lady right there? You were. And why didn't you?
Yeah.
It's basically like that guy from what was that show?
Which show?
What was his name? Where these guys would answer the ads for like 16-year-old girls. I'm a 16-year-old girl.
Oh, yes. With,
you know, with my parents' house.
Yes.
Just come over and I want to have sex. Bring condoms and this, that, the other thing.
Oh, what is his name? He's an anchor.
Chris. It's Chris something.
Catch
a Predator.
To Catch a, that's it. To Catch a Predator.
That's the name of the show.
So it's like To Catch a Predator.
Right. But it's To Catch a Scumbag.
Yeah, Catch a Scumbag or Catch an A-hole.
We like to use the term scumbag.
That's fair, but you said they don't qualify for the Scumbag Olympics.
No.
Is it? Are they?
Because the Scumbag Olympics does, believe it or not, have some je ne sais quoi sense of code of conduct, if you will.
Okay, you can't be too big of a scumbag.
There is a moral standing you need to actually, you know... Yeah.
Well, can you explain the difference between what is an acceptable form of scumbag versus
well,
that?
You know
one?
What? You just have to apply, and here's the judges. We'll have to go over that. I can't remember anything off the top of my head.
Well, to be honest,
something like if you hear a little kid saying, "Oh, mommy, mommy, I want that cereal," oh, my goodness, and it's the last box.
Yeah.
And you're an adult, and you want that actually.
Yeah.
And you take it off the shelf and buy it before him.
Okay, that's a scumbag.
And the kid starts crying and wailing. And
yeah.
You know what? And you kind of like chuckle like, yeah, fuck him. And you buy it anyway. And you know what? Now I'm not even going to eat it.
Yeah, that's a scumbag.
Well, you asked.
I did.
So I'm saying, see, it's a scumbag, but it's not as big a scumbag as leaving a blind person who's been waiting, say, in the rain with their guide dog.
Or even for that matter, dragging the guide dog down the street as you're driving away.
Right.
Because you're an asshole. Yeah.
So.
Okay. All
right.
That's fair. That's fair. Okay.
Right.
Good to know.
So.
That's a scumbag, but that's not like top of the line scumbag. Just like awful person. Like you wouldn't mind hearing that the driver got the crap beat out of them afterwards.
Not. Hey. Nobody's saying advocating violence here.
Well, this whole thing.
You know, I have a bad shoulder. So.
Yeah, I do. But I'm just, I know you can't do it, but I know Cowboy Jim and Yuri.
Allegedly.
I know Cowboy Jim said more than once about taking people out back with their boys and having his way with them, which kind of sounds like they're going to get assaulted.
Look, I don't know what goes on. "Quote unquote" in the back,
because you're not Cowboy Jim and you're
not
Yuri.
Cowboy Jim. There's no cameras back there. I don't want to know. You know, it's street justice. I don't know.
Oh,
the less I know, the better. I'm just a paper pusher here at the Scumbagalympics.
Oh, man.
You know, I'm not, you know, an enforcement part of the team.
It sounds like Cowboy Jim probably is, and so is Yodi.
I can't confirm or deny who works in what department, and that's specifically for a reason.
Oh, okay.
That's the way they structure it.
All right.
They want to structure it like that.
Is it like a safety thing?
It's a safety thing. Mm-hmm. For them and for us.
And also plausible deniability.
Plausible deniability as well.
Wow.
So, and again, just much like the A-Team slogan, which was...
What's the A-Team slogan?
I don't know, but I'm going to get it. Hold on. A-Team slogan was, if you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team. But we're not for hire. We'll just...
Okay. You have to... And that's a long slogan.
Hey.
I'm not judging you for it, but that's a long slogan.
Don't judge the A-Team either. Because it's not long.
No, you don't think so?
It's perfect.
Okay. All right.
So.
Maybe it's a generational thing?
It is. If you have a problem. So think about it twice. Maybe three times. And if no one else can help, like, do you really have to reach out to me? And if you can find the piece of paper that I wrote the phone number down on, you know, because it was a long time ago.
Okay.
You know, it's a bar and whatever. I wrote it down somewhere. Maybe I don't know where I put it because there was no cell phones back then.
Okay.
And
the
plus 18, I wanted.
That was the 70s, right?
Probably the 80s, I think. Oh. 2010. That don't sound right.
Was there a remake that came on in 2010?
Yeah, there was. I think so. Looks like.
That's funny. Like, I'm thinking, again, probably a generational thing, but I'm thinking for the slogan, it would have been, if you have a problem and you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Yeah. Yeah, 83 and 87.
Okay, it was the 80s. All right.
Yep. So.
I actually never saw the A-Team.
Yeah.
The general feeling.
It was, you know, it's what it was. It was good. It was entertainment.
Okay. And Mr. T is fine.
It was Stephen J. Cannell, so.
Who?
Stephen J. Cannell.
Yeah.
Wrote everything, you know, Wise Guy, all that stuff.
Okay.
See, Stephen J. Cannell, he did... He was dyslexic. He did Rockford Files.
I never saw the Rockford Files.
No, Greatest American Hero.
Never saw that.
21 Jump or 22 Jump Street. 21
oh,
Jump Street.
Oh yes, yes, yes. Oh, that is fabulous. Huh. Now that I've in 21 Jump Street and 22 Jump Street.
Hawaii 5-0.
Never saw Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah, he did a lot of stuff.
How about that?
The Commish.
I never saw the Commish. Mm-hmm. Looking up all these different shows or different films that Stephen J. Cannell was part of.
Yeah, he did a lot of stuff. Did I say he was dyslexic too?
You did.
I did. Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
He is dyslexic, but he was still able to write.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Type, I think it was.
Or top, even so.
Yeah.
Man, good for him.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him, indeed. May he rest in peace.
Oh, he passed away.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Because I know a few years ago, again, he was part of 22 Jump Street. It had said.
Yeah. But that was 22.
Yeah, 22 Jump Street. That was...
So that was probably...
Like 5 years ago? 4 or 5 years ago, I think? Or maybe well, 3 years ago.
Written whenever. You know,
oh, maybe.
And then, you know...
He recently passed.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah. I think he just has a daughter as an heir.
All right. Wishing her well.
Yeah, well, they did the... I think he was the one... Did he do Quantum Leap too?
Oh, I don't know. Not a clue.
I want to say yes, but... Writer? Let me see, Quantum Leap. I'll check that out. I think so. Quantum Leap, 89. Dun, 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 dun. Nope, creator, Balassaro. Nope.
Different one.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. He had a long list of
repertoire.
Shows he was part of.
Had a good repertoire.
Good for him.
Yes.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace indeed. So.
So.
What else you got there?
Well, I got this here, of course, exciting, well, I think all around the country at this point, even all around the world, but especially here in New York, because this is where it's taking place. David Pecker, which, funny name, but he's one of the heads of the Inquirer, I think like major tabloids here in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
that actually he testified in the Trump trial. Again, it's Trump hush money trial. But it's really about election interference. That's what the case is about, which is why it's a criminal trial,
okay.
Not a social one. Well, David Pecker actually testified that Trump had paid him to push fake stories about Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, and Marco Rubio, who were running against him in the 2016 presidential campaign, and also to push fake news stories about Hillary Clinton. For that too, the whole thing about, oh, she's the worst, and he's gonna say she got all this out because they used the wrong server for emails, everything like that. Trump had paid him to push those news stories, which all turned out to be nothing, just trying to make Trump look better.
Is he the Inquirer guy?
Inquirer, I think he's part of. It was the Inquirer. That's the one. At least I think he's part of more than one. But Trump, Team Trump, had actually paid him to catch and kill these stories.
Oh, wow.
Anything will put out false stories about rivals.
Okay.
And then catch and kill any bad stories or any potential bad stories that would come out about Trump and kill them.
Oh, wow.
That way nothing bad about Trump would come out. Because Trump looked so bad after, of course, the audio recording of him basically saying, Fox News boy telling him about how he could sexually assault a woman and they'll just let him do it. You know, the whole, you can just grab them by the pussy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's sexual assault. You can just do that. He looked really bad after that. So then he paid off David Pecker to catch any more stories like this and
right.
kill them, which is election interference. So it's something. So yeah, David Pecker is being honest about it. Now, mind you, of course, in response to this, Trump is posting about how only a few people are gathered out. Well, there are only a few people gathered outside the courthouse. And Trump is claiming that the turnout is so low because police have, quote unquote, completely closed down the streets around the courthouse. Not true. Streets around the courthouse are open. Courthouse is open. Anybody can go in. It's just people aren't coming to support him anymore. They're a small number, but the whole thing about, oh, the silent majority. No, that silent majority is non-existent.
Silent majority are very silent.
Exactly. Or the silent majority of lost interest, because
right.
it's come out now that he can't run his mouth, that you see he's not all knowing and not all powerful.
Right. Yeah. Well, we'll see how it all plays out.
Yeah. Of course, as a, not a liberal, as a progressive,
right.
maybe a liberal, but even more so, I'm a progressive.
Okay.
I'm hoping to see it come out with him do some jail time. But we'll see where it goes. At the very least, he needs to be punished because, again, it's election interference is a serious thing.
Yeah. Because I saw the one thing saying that the verdict can come down by Memorial Day.
Okay.
Which is May 27th.
There you go. It's supposed to say the trial's supposed to take about 6 weeks.
So, who knows?
What I'm hearing is that this may likely be the only case that happens where a verdict comes before election.
Oh, in the...
Yeah.
In all that he has to face.
Exactly, because he has a lot more to face coming up. And it's the whole thing about, well, is it going to happen? Because he and his team are actively trying to delay. It's not working. I love Judge Juan Merchant for this one. It said, no, it's starting on Monday. That's it, and it started on Monday.
Oh, they tried to delay it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they've been trying to delay everything.
Yeah.
because he just keeps claiming, oh, it's Biden coming after him. Like, no, no, it's you committed crimes.
Well, it's funny because, you know, as you know, there are two main websites that I go to every day.
Yeah. Want to tell our listeners?
Other than, yeah, of course. Other than my email is Drudge Report
yeah.
and New York Post.
Yeah.
But it seems like every day on Drudge Report.
Yeah.
And Matt Drudge is very...
And Matt Drudge is the one who created Drudge Report, right?
Yes. And they're...
Just to clarify with everybody.
Yes. And it used to be just this little website that got news articles from around the world, you know, from different, you know, outlets. And it was very big in the Washington, D.C. area.
Okay. You know,
that was its kind of forte and its user base.
Oh, all right.
And when Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky scandal happened.
Yeah.
That Linda Tripp.
Yeah.
Would leak stuff to Drudge directly. And of course, Drudge being a conservative Republican was all over that.
Wow. Anything to make Democrats look bad.
Correct. So with that said, every time I go on to Drudge now.
Yeah.
It's something, you know, first thing is that Trump defies gag order again.
Yeah.
And Judge is considering.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even open the article because I'm like, it's every day. It's either going to do something about it or not.
Yeah. That's the one argument at the moment is like, what is the judge going to do? Because the judge has warned him, like, listen, if you keep breaking the gag order, you're going to have to do time. We're going to have to lock you up at the very least overnight.
Well, or just take the internet away from him, which I don't know how you do.
I don't know either.
Because I did read part of something. It wasn't the whole thing. Trust me. That if he did go to jail,
yeah,
the Secret Service would have to go with him.
There you go. And there's argument too, saying about how he keeps breaking the rules and he's breaking the law. He really shouldn't. He hasn't earned having the Secret Service right there keeping an eye on him. So that's something that I'm starting to hear around too. Like, well, maybe you're right to having Secret Service to protect you. You've given that up,
right?
Because you've broken the law over and over and over and over again, tried to overturn the election. It's not like he broke the law. It's not like he sold a dime bag or anything like that. This is something he's really actively, violently tried to overturn the election. Yeah. And this case is about him trying to overturn it even before he became president in 2016.
Right.
Has he really earned the right to have Secret Service protecting him at this point? Not really. But what do you do about that?
Yeah. Did you see flame-throwing robot dog?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see this. That's a blowtorch.
Let's see.
I just saw it. Where'd it go?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, either
my
way.
My screen's weird. Hold on.
Either way.
I'll get it going again.
It is a robot dog that's basically a robot dog blowtorch.
Oh, drag. Okay. You know what? I'm just going
to. It was right there before.
Yeah. What's up, Man Cave?
Thanks for joining us, Man Cave.
All right. Yeah. This robot dog. It's, let me see.
It's in there.
I think
somewhere.
I got it. Nope. Drag and touch. Oh my God. Can you already?
Well, as you're looking for it, I'll go for another piece of news.
Okay,
I think you'll appreciate this one. The world's first X-ray of one single atom has finally been taken.
Yeah, I saw that.
How cool is that?
That's insane.
Now, this X-ray, not only are X-rays able to distinguish the type of atoms that they're seeing, and there were two different ones in this, but they're able to manage to study the chemical behavior of these atoms that these X-rays are showing.
Uh-huh.
Now, what senior author professor Saul Wai-Ha from the University of Ohio and the Argonne National Laboratory had said, mm-hmm. Atoms can be routinely imaged with scanning probe microscopes, but without X-rays, one cannot tell what they are made of. We can now detect exactly the type of particular atom, one atom at a time, and can simultaneously measure its chemical state. Once we are able to do that, we can trace the materials down to ultimately limit just one atom. This will have a great impact on environmental and medical sciences, and maybe even find a cure that can have a huge impact for humankind. This discovery will transform the world.
That's great.
But that's incredible. And there was a picture of it. Like, that's one atom.
Yeah.
Just one, like, atoms are like, oh, yeah, they're tiny. You really can't see them. Nope. The X-ray saw them.
Yeah. Very cool. You see, there
it
is.
I think so, too.
The robot flamethrower dog.
Oh, let's see. There it is.
A flame-throwing robot dog capable of shooting a flame up to 30 feet.
Wow.
Is now available for the public to buy.
Oh, that's terrible. That actually terrifies me.
Manufactured by a U.S. firm called Throwflame. The Thermonator can eject fuel for up to 45 minutes.
I've got a really bad feeling about this.
Throwflame said the robot can deliver on-demand fire anywhere.
Exactly why I have a bad feeling about this now.
For the price of around $7,600... what is it in UK dollars?
7,600 euros?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And the robot is not advertised as a weapon, and suggested users include wildlife. Let's say wildlife. Control or ice removal. Ice removal.
I mean, I can
understand. It is remotely operated and seemingly able to navigate across different kinds of terrain.
Okay.
Looks like one of them Boston Robotics kind of things.
Yeah, it does.
Equipped with light-sensitive mapping and laser sight, the device can also function at night.
Oof. Just still, I'm just equipped very concerned.
Look at that thing. Man.
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm concerned, because it's being sold to the
general
public.
Yeah. Labeled its creation the world's first ever flame-throwing quadruped robot dog.
Just thinking that anybody who has, any moron who has $7,600 could buy that and do whatever they want with it. And I get it, it's not being advertised as a weapon, but do you really think somebody's not going to use that as a weapon? You know what I mean?
I do, it's scary.
Again, some I was going to say not rich, but some moron who's able to get a hold of $7,600 can get a hold of that.
Right.
And use it for whatever they want.
Yeah.
Which could likely be something really, truly awful.
And probably will be.
Yeah. Hopefully not. But yeah, I was going to say, I'm not exactly optimistic.
Right.
On that.
I agree. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Well, these are crazy times.
They are.
But then the world's been in these types of crazy times before, which is also crazy, because we've been through this before as a species.
Yeah.
It eventually ends well, but it's a lot of really awful stuff that happens first.
Yeah. It all equals itself out.
I hope so. Eventually. I'm just hoping sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Usually it's a matter of years. 7, 8, maybe 12 years until it equals out.
Right. But I have... What made that the cover picture?
Oh, the rub, the blowtorch dog?
Yep.
Okay. We could do that.
So
that
people
works.
Can get an idea of...
of why I am not optimistic seeing it.
No, it just, you know, get yours now. Imagine that commercial.
Oh, God.
Are you tired of getting the ice off of your driveway? Guy like, shakes his head up and down. Well, now, how about this? Before you send your real dog out, Scruffy, get the paper. Oh, no, wait, there's ice. Send your robot dog off to make sure Scruffy, can get there safely to get the paper.
Well, how about this? Keep Scruffy inside until the robot dog is done.
I'm sure Scruffy's curious, though.
I know, but even if Scruffy's curious, Scruffy does not need to be outside in this. That is terrible. I don't even want to joke about that. Scruffy needs to stay inside.
I am not joking about it. But Scruffy is curious.
Yeah. Well, Scruffy's going to have
to wait
until...
And you don't want him jumping on the couches to look out the window to see what's going on.
Well, he can jump on the couches to look out the window
not,
to see what's going on.
He shouldn't be jumping on the couches. You know that.
Well, he shouldn't be jumping out in front of, was it Robot
He's
Fido?
Not
going
to be jumping out in front of Robot fucking whatever you call him.
Robot Fido.
Are you going to name him?
I think Robot Fido, but Fido's a known dog
no,
name.
Sparky.
Sparky. Is it robot Sparky or just Sparky?
Just Sparky. Oh, Sparky. Yeah.
That was my impression of a blowtorch.
This pleases me.
Oh,
that thing
just
is
wow.
Frightening, man.
Yeah, to say the least, I would think.
For
so.
Brush removal, snow removal, garbage removal.
Oh,
that's
just
wife
wow.
removal.
Wait, wife
we
removal?
We never said.
Wait, wife removal? What is Sparky?
Ex-wife
doing?
Removal.
Oh, ex-wife. Wait, what are you going to do to the ex-wife?
Honey, it's a commercial.
Okay.
Let it play in people's heads.
Okay.
Theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind. It kind of
our
sounds...
Our ex-husband.
It kind of sounds like you're advertising for a robot assassin.
Look, you know, sometimes these... You know that damn Elon Musk? Sometimes these robot dogs... You know, they get rabies.
Wait, robot dogs get rabies?
Sure, like a virus.
Oh, because it's a robot.
Right.
Just like all tech can get viruses.
You know? So, you know.
So, oh, wow.
You know, anything's possible.
I suppose so. Mm-hmm. But still, unsettling.
Yeah, yes it is. But. Nonetheless, still cool though.
It's cool. It has the potential to be very cool.
Yes.
It would be even cooler if I didn't get that sick feeling in my stomach that somebody's going to do something awful with it.
Yeah.
But it could be. It could be
okay, I don't know
potentially
how the,
cool.
I don't know how the company's getting insurance for it.
Oh, I don't know. I can't imagine.
You know? Yeah. God, if they do, it's got to be a fortune.
Probably. I would think so.
Well, we will see.
We will.
But yeah, that's like, and it's a U.S. company, of course.
Of course it is. I would expect nothing less.
But
it's being sold in Europe.
No, it was a UK from The Guardian, which is a UK paper.
Oh, okay.
Article.
And again, so. You have to say Brexit. You know, the UK and Europe are technically not part of the same anymore.
Yeah, well, that remains to be seen. That's.
I mean, that's what happened.
That, well, actually, you know
still.
What? The Federal Reserve has nothing to do with the United States government.
It's true.
It's a private, you know, entity.
It's true.
Of its own.
Now, technically. Flame dog.
Flame. And it's called Thermonator.
Oh, yep, I see it.
All right,
that can be the picture for today's
right.
episode.
That's funny. Oh, it's $9,400.
Okay.
That, oh my God, that thing is, that's the picture right there.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Or this one. No, the other one.
Yeah, I think the other one.
For sure. Man. You've seen
wow.
that thing coming, man? I would be like, fuck me. Jeez, man.
Whew. I was going to say, duck down. No, ducking down's not going to be enough.
Yeah.
Run.
Oh, my God.
Oof. Just wow.
Good boy. Good boy.
No. It's a robot. I don't think it could probably understand.
And it's 45 minutes. It's ready for anything. Wildlife
exactly.
control and prevention. Agricultural management. Ecological conservation. Snow and ice removal. Entertainment and SFX.
Exactly. You see what I mean? That
define
entertainment.
Entertainment.
You know what used to be considered entertaining back in the 1600s and before, actually 1700s and before? Burning at the stake.
Mm. Well, look at these other things they have too. You have flamethrowers, a drone attachment. That's a flamethrower.
Oh, God.
Hey.
This just wow.
This website should be banned. There's not many things like I'm pro capitalist. I'm a capitalist.
You
for
are
sure.
definitely.
But yeah, I'm 100% NRA.
I know you are.
I am 100% anti throwflame.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything. Yeah, that should only be. Geared for government use or government, you know.
I could see that.
Because that's still going to slip off into
yeah.
private sector.
It will.
Some are going to fall
because
off
again,
the truck, as always.
Consider who's part of the MAGA team within government at the moment.
Right.
Again, speaking
that,
of bringing back burning at the stake, Team MAGA would do that. Yeah.
That shit is.
Yeah, it is.
Bad shit. Crazy.
To say the least.
Looking at that.
Just ew.
Man.
I was going to say ew. It feels really dismissive. Like, no, horrifying.
Because you could control it from your phone.
Oh, of course you can. Because that makes a difference.
No, but I'm saying,
oh,
so like, you
God.
Don't even have to, you know, you could be in the comfort of your own home.
It's true.
While you're
blowtorching whoever.
That your daughter's boyfriend that you're not particularly fond of.
Oh, God.
Have the dog walk up to his car, you know, when he's there to pick her up.
Oh, no.
Just give him the look like,
Oh, that is awful.
What time are you getting her home tonight?
Yes.
10 o'clock.
Oh, no. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. Yeah, this does not sound like good news. Not even a little.
There's 1,000 uses, honey.
Yeah. And not good ones.
No. There's no, like I said, there's no legit use for this. It's not like,
yep.
Again, if you're in government or whatever, or you have a big brush, like it said, agricultural, like
yeah.
A big brush thing you want to burn.
Or you have a lot of ice that you're trying to remove.
Yeah, but, you know, again, how many people, you know, need that?
I suppose
I'm going to buy that.
Probably not, no.
So where's your customer base? That's a really bad
I think the customer base is exactly who we are concerned about who could get a hold of it.
Right. But either that or it's a setup.
Oh, maybe. You
now
might be right.
Let's see who is to buy this.
Yeah.
Let's see what else they have in their house.
What kind of...
What sick fuck would want to buy this?
I was going to call them a chuckle fuck. But either way, yes, sick. I would think you would have to be mentally sick.
Good
to
night.
want to get it. I'm just, wow. I can appreciate having a chuckle head or chuckle fuck. One or the other. Just wow. Yeah, I'm thinking that's bad news for today.
Well, you know what? It all can't be sunshine and rainbows.
I suppose. Wait, why rainbows?
Why not rainbows?
Good point. You think Rambo would want to?
Rambo would love that. Imagine if Rambo Part 1 had a little dog by his side like that.
A robot dog.
It would be a very short
flames.
Movie.
It's
towards
true.
The end when he did use the flamethrower.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Okay.
He wouldn't use it until the end?
No, I'm saying at the end of Rambo, you know, the first one?
Yeah.
He did use a flamethrower.
Okay.
To burn down, like, the town or the cop station.
Okay.
So it would have just been as soon as they arrested him for none, whatever they fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
You know? Here comes Sparky.
Oh, God.
Boom. Done. Movie over. 10 minutes. Don't get too comfortable in them seats.
Movie over.
Rambo 1, Part 1, 2, 3, and 4 could be over within 20 minutes. What's up, Light Bright? Long time, girl.
Good to see you, Light Bright. How have you been? Aloha indeed.
Hey, Light Bright, look up... hey, Sally. Light Bright, I want you to do me a favor. Go to... Could you get to the internet?
Look up...
Yeah, Sally joined too.
For just a moment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if Lightbright could hop on. M Lord Sally. Nope, just Sally.
Yeah, it just says Sally. Sally of the Most High God.
Oh!
Oh, my. Well, yeah, Tim was just looking up, if you look up Throw Flame.
Oh, here, I'll just put the link in here.
Okay.
And she can do it what she wants with it.
Yeah, it's something. There's a terrifying new invention.
Terrifying is the right fucking word.
I feel like terrifying undersells it. And like Breck says, I have a friend on CastBox from Saudi Arabia that sometimes calls himself Sally. Okay. And like Breck says, what do I need to look up?
I sent it to you.
Right there. Click on that link.
There's a drone and a dog that you need to see.
It's a robot dog that's a...
Just look it up. And then the drone. And we're just talking about the chuckleheads that would be using it.
Yeah. It's true. Chuckleheads, or I keep saying chuckle fucks.
Yeah. Like your hair.
Yeah.
Is that a new picture?
Loving your red hair.
Is that a new picture or an old picture?
I think so. I feel like that's a new picture of you. But how have you been, like, right? Hopefully fabulous.
Yeah, she's always fabulous.
It's true. Just wanting wonderful things for you, like, right?
Yeah. Ab fab.
Ab fab. Yeah, absolutely fabulous. That's wonderful. That was a fun show.
That was a fun show. Yes. But yeah, check out that website. Throwflame.com.
Yeah. Just wow.
/SFX. Man, you see that though?
Terrifying, to say the least. And Lightbright says, I'm working on my house and it's
coming. Oh, very cool.
Good. Yeah, Lightbright says she's working on her house and it's coming along really nicely. That's good news, Lightbright.
What part are you working on? And is house code for Wink Wink House?
Oh, you're asking if she's getting like plastic surgery? Well, Lightbright is saying I want a flamethrower.
Well, you came to the right place.
I suppose so.
Well, that's a good guard dog. You put that fucker in front of your
that's true.
House. You know,
and like you said, you can control it by your phone from your throat.
You know, no one's ever gonna know if they're, you know, if you have that little like fire coming out, just not the whole flame, but just like the whole, you know, the little thing of like, I'm on, ready to go.
Yeah.
That dog just sitting there like Fido, like ready to fucking pounce.
Yeah. And then it turns out it's Sparky.
Yeah.
Now I'm wondering, I don't think you could probably legally do that.
Why? It's your property. Yeah, it's on your front porch.
Well, it's your property, but you get hit with that flamethrower, you're done. It's over. It's over, Johnny.
Look, you were doing some agricultural work on your house.
Oh, so
getting
now you're
rid of some ragweeds.
So now you're looking for an excuse.
Not.
For whoever would use this to assault somebody.
No.
And Lightbright says, I'm really mostly working on my bedroom. And Lightbright says, I've built myself a loft bed with stairs. It's amazing. That's wonderful.
That is amazing.
That's very cool. Have you ever had a loft bed?
Nope.
Neither have I. I always thought they looked cool. And Lightbright says a king-size loft bed.
Oh, wow.
That's a hefty
that's
loft
huge.
Bed. Yeah. But still, very cool. Enjoy that, Lightbright.
I know the antics that go up on there.
It's true. Only thing is, I'm thinking with antics, since you're above, there's the concern that if you get too into your antics, you could roll over and fall off the side.
Well, it's part of the thrill.
Okay, I could see that. The excitement.
Maybe, it's the mystery of the loft bed.
There you go.
Like the thrill of it.
If you fall off, do you keep going?
Of course you do.
There you go. Lightbright says, my bed doesn't move or shake at all. It's solid. Nice. Very nice, Lightbright. Oh, thanks for liking the show, Lightbright. But very cool.
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
Sure. Sure is. Yeah, they said we could do one here. A loft bed.
Yeah, I could see that. And I could understand the appeal of it for... Yeah, I could understand the appeal of it because, again, it's a studio. We've only got so much space.
Right.
But at the same point in time, too, I'd be concerned with, of course, the little one jumping off the side of it.
But not even that.
Or you falling off the side of it.
Not even that. It's just don't need it.
It's true. We don't.
It's still plenty of room.
We've got enough space.
Yeah.
It's just...
What would we put there? A pool table?
Yeah.
Or a piano? Or a...
A
trampoline?
A piano would be cool. I think a trampoline, no, because you can't really jump. The ceilings are not high enough to jump.
What I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is what would we put there?
What would we put there that we would need a loft
right.
bed for? Yeah, we really don't need a loft bed for anything, but enjoy your new loft bed, Lightbright. And Lightbright says, I set up my podcast equipment underneath my loft bed. It's kind of like my tiny studio. That is awesome. Enjoy your new loft bed awesomeness, Lightbright. I'm sure you'll have lots of fun. But very cool.
When's she on next?
Yeah, Tim just stepped away from the microphone. He just wanted to know, when are you on next? When is your next podcast episode? Because we need to listen to this. Which, by the way, if you're listening to us right now, we appreciate you, Timmy and I of Timmy Boy Podcast, appreciate no matter where you're listening to us from. But if you're listening to us on like iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, any podcast other than Podbean, like I said, we appreciate you. Thank you for listening. But the way Timmy Boy puts it, if you're not listening to us on Podbean specifically, you're getting sloppy seconds. Because we only do our live episodes several times a week, every week on Podbean. That's podbean.com, or you could download the free Podbean app that's available too. And if you follow us, you'll get notified when we're doing a live episode. And you can type in comments, like Lightbright here is a longtime listener. Type in comments. You can call in if you want, no matter what. And if you really want to be a part of it, really want to support us, you can support us on Ko-Fi. Ko-Fi is Ko-Fi. It's Ko-Fi / Timmy Boy Podcast. Yeah, you can become a member and you can really be a part of the Timmy Boy Podcast if you want to do that. All right, and Lightbright says, I'm not sure. I'll be going live next week. Well, we can't wait to hear you when you start going live, Lightbright.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yes.
I don't know when we're on next.
What do you think, tomorrow?
Sure.
Are yeah.
You working tomorrow?
I'm not.
Okay.
So let's do tomorrow. I like it.
Yeah. What time's a good time?
You want to say 3 or do you want to do earlier?
It's up to you.
I'm happy with either.
It's up to you.
Let's go with 3.
Okay.
I guess 3 o'clock tomorrow.
So what about you, Lightbright? You going to be around 3 o'clock tomorrow?
3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Yeah.
Yes. I think she's...
Nevada.
Oh.
Yes, I'll be around at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
What's up, girl?
I say not a lot, a whole lot, actually. But at the same time, not much at all. Just doing
it out. What's up?
I'm just doing me. Taking a break from being a professional and just doing what I want.
That's excellent, Lightbright.
So it's a solid plan.
Hoping you're enjoying yourself so much and enjoy your new loft bed.
Yes, it's amazing. I'm so proud of myself. Like,
should be.
It's great.
You should be. Yeah, exactly. And I love that you have your podcast studio underneath.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, so on one side in the bottom, the foot of the bed, they used to be kitchen cabinets, but I need the storage, so... They're solid wood, and so I've kind of mounted the bed to these cabinets, and then I have 2 chest of drawers on the right side, and then I made the headboard out of wood pallets, and those are mounted to the wall. So essentially, it's mounted to the wall, but it doesn't move, shake, nothing. But with the cabinets and the way I've put it together, it kind of almost makes it like a closed-in, like a studio room. I just didn't have to soundproof it or do any of that egg crate stuff or anything.
That is mad cool, Lightbright.
Yeah.
Right? And then I got a fabric wall. I have 2 fabric walls, actually.
Okay, that'll help with the sound, too.
Yeah, and I have a projector, so I can point it at either wall on either side of the room because I have white fabric floor to ceiling. So that's pretty amazing.
Nice.
Man, enjoy that.
I am. So, wasn't I supposed to get another date with, I'm sorry, I forgot her name.
Oh, is it Sally Nordstrom?
Was it Sally Nordstrom?
I'm not sure.
She was Asian, I'm sure.
Okay, I'm not sure.
I don't remember that show. That show was fun.
Jong-un's sister?
Oh, maybe.
Yes, Korean, that's right, yes.
Kim Jong-un's sister.
Okay.
Have you heard from her?
I have not. I was wondering what was up.
Well, I was going to say, maybe you need to reach out to Kim Jong-un and ask how his sister is doing.
Yeah, well, maybe she'll call in on your first podcast when you go back on the air. Maybe that'll be
okay.
She'll come visit you then.
Well, that would be really cool.
That would be very exciting. So you let Timmy Boy here know, and he'll reach out to Kim, and Kim will reach out to his sister, I'm sure.
Okay, absolutely. So how have you guys been? How's the city life? And are you still going to school?
I actually just graduated on Monday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It feels good.
I bet.
But it feels weird. I know yesterday, for the whole day, the panic of I'm supposed to be in class right now. Like, no, you're not. Class is over. Graduated.
Graduation.
Exactly. Graduation already happened. You're good.
Oh, that's amazing. So what are your plans now?
Keep auditioning.
Yep. Just keep rocking in the free world.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it.
Summer's coming up.
It is.
You're going to Ohio next month, right?
Yeah, I'm visiting family next month, which will be nice. It's going to be a memorial service for my grandma. So it will be nice. They're planting trees at my grandma, and also my grandpa, her husband, had passed away 25 years ago. And they're going to plant trees family are going to plant trees at my grandma and grandpa's favorite park in their honor next month.
I love that.
It'll be nice. It'll be nice to go see everybody. But of course, it'll feel really good to get back home too. Because
right.
Of course, I never, it's always, well, it's nice to go visit, but I'm always ready to get back home here to New York.
Yeah.
Oh, really? You don't like miss your hometown a lot?
I don't. Like, of course, love my family, love that they're there. It's good to see them. But here in New York is home.
Okay, I get that. Yeah, if I moved away from here, I don't really think that I would miss this town so much. I would miss Texas, but not this particular town.
That's okay. Are you thinking of moving again?
Yes, actually, I would like to really move to Houston. Maybe Dallas area, but
okay.
Most likely Houston. Houston is much better. I'd rather drive Houston traffic than Dallas traffic all day, every day.
All right. Okay. Man, well, hope that you're able to move to Houston then soon.
Yeah, hopefully. That would be, well, it probably won't be for at least another 2 years because my oldest daughter will be graduating high school next year. And I can't exactly just, you know, move her, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's true. You could, but yeah, not a good idea. Not thinking.
Yeah, I think that would not be good.
But still, hoping that you get to move as soon as you would like.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, y'all. Well, y'all be on at 3 o'clock tomorrow?
Yep, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time again tomorrow.
Okay, well, I'm going to drop and get back to work, but I'll be listening.
All right, we'll see you then, Lightbright.
Yes, see you then.
Bye, y'all.
All right, and we'll see everybody else tomorrow then, too.
Tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Thanks, everybody.
Take it easy, everyone.